Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome in at 7 after the hour to our overview from the DJV point of view of the hot hits in News Talk Radio for this past week. The list compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Talkers is the Bible of the talk radio industry. Each week, Michael Harrison and his staff monitor talk radio stations, programs, hosts to determine what the top 10 stories are of the week and the people that are associated with them. So we have this list, and it's an accompanying hour to the official talk radio countdown show when Michael joins me to go through these stories and to talk about things that are going on in the news talk radio business, the people who are hosts, et cetera, et cetera. We have Jennifer Horn here, also does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria Keelan is here, a veteran of lots of talk radio wars, in a manner of speaking. Jay Kirshner, who is our social media expert and always has something to say that adds to the conversation, and of course your thoughts, they'll be brought in during our portion of the program that brings in people and their thoughts in with the focus on social media. So as we go to the stories this week, the number 10 item is the ongoing focus on immigration and the problems associated with illegal immigration. I don't think we're, the list says immigration, I'm not talking about legal immigration, I'm talking about illegal immigration. And we've sort of, because there's so many other things going on, ladies, we seem to have lost the drift here of all these people coming into the country. It's like, oh, okay, it's not a big deal because, well, it's because there are other things that replace it on our plate. But it certainly, as far as I'm concerned, is one of the big stories of our lives, of our lifetime. The fact that the population of the country is changing as rapidly as it is, with a focus on people who weren't born here, haven't gone through the process to become legal citizens, and the just goes on and on and on, and nobody seems to want to take this bull by the horns. So I don't know, why do we even bother to talk about it? It doesn't seem that our talking is getting us anyplace, or am I wrong?
Well, I think we have to talk, right? If we're not getting anyplace, it's not going to help by not talking about it, so I guess here we are, right?
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Right.
Here we are, and that's it. So, yeah, here we are. So do we just give in? Is that,
I feel like
is
it's
that
become,
what we
like
become,
our
a
own
bunch of namby-pamby weaklings? We just give in to everything.
Well, I feel like it's just become our own Middle East crisis, right? You know, when we talk about the Middle East and we talk about it on the DJV show and we kind of all go, you know, well, it's been that way for a really long time and it's a very complicated problem and it's, you know, and it's just never going to be fully resolved. And I kind of feel like, you know, maybe there's a defeatist attitude. We've had different presidents who've had very different, you know, approaches. And I don't know. No one seems to have hit on the right answer. And I don't know what the answer is. That's why I'm not the president. So that's why I don't want the job.
The president doesn't know what the answer is either. So you could be
no president has. I mean, yeah, no president has. Let's be honest. You know, across
all political
parties. So
is it because of
political
pressure? What is the reason that people don't do? We have the full weight and measure of the federal government that has trillions of dollars at
its
disposal.
No one wants to agree on anything anymore. No one even tries. No one even wants to try. And that's what is very disheartening, I think, to the American people. It just, you know, I hear it with, you know, in my friend group, we have different political views that are represented, and we can all talk about stuff. We can sit on the beach and have very civil conversations and come up with ideas that, you know, that all of us can get behind. And I don't know why the government can't do it when American citizens are doing it all the time.
Well, the government's supposed to represent us.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So representative form. So as much as, what was it, Churchill who said it's a horrible form of government, but it's the best that we have. I can't imagine that we couldn't do better, frankly. I don't want to think, frankly, that we can't do better. At any rate, that's where we are. I don't want to get stuck on it because there are a lot of other things that enter into the mix here. The crime numbers this week, focus on homelessness, not just in the big cities, but around the country. There are people in rural America living in tents. And the difference between the haves is this the discussion? The haves and haves not, have nots? Is that where this goes?
A lot of that right now, my gosh.
About crime.
So much of it.
Well, the homeless, the people that are, homelessness yeah. that are the committing of crimes by people who are on the street. And what happens, I mean, the
obvious
reason.
I think that's one problem. I think that obviously there is a criminal element to the homeless issue. Yes, that's probably mm-hmm. one. But the spiking crime is, I mean, it's at 20, 30 year highs right now. And I think that has a lot to do not with just people who are living on the street. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that in places like where I live, laws have gotten a lot more soft and squishy. People know that they can walk into stores and steal $900 worth of stuff, and they're not going to even be prosecuted. People are letting them walk out of stores with all this stuff in their arms, and no one's doing anything about it. So what kind of message does that send? It also has to do, I think, with the lack of respect probably given to police and to law enforcement, and then people have been held up in their homes for a year and have gone crazy. So I think there are a lot of different elements that lead to this. That lead to this.
Mm-hmm. And crime and the unemployment percentage has always tied together as well. So when you have record unemployment, you also typically have record crime levels, too. So
well, in this case, though, we created, by giving people an easy way out when things were tough, the government was there to help, and that was great. But the government didn't need to stay involved as long as it did, and it made it difficult for people to get back to work. Well, not for people who are running businesses to get people to get back to work. That really is a crime with a small C in and of itself. Number 8 this week on the countdown, as we work our way up toward number 1, Bill Shatner goes to space. And the if you have, Phil, if you've got the audio of Shatner, I think that's worth playing as many times as we can as he got off the Bezos machine there and realized what
you're being
actually,
very kind.
Yeah, I know. The ladies here call it the penis mobile. It is because it's shaped like a penis. Yeah. Anyway, Shatner, as emotional as you've ever heard him, as he gets out of the capsule.
What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. I just, it's extraordinary. I hope I never recover from this. I hope that I can maintain what I feel now. I don't want to lose it. It's so, so much larger than me and life. And it hasn't got anything to do with the little green planet, the blue orb, and it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the enormity and the quickness and the suddenness of life and death of the almighty.
Yeah, it does. Meanwhile, here's Prince William, who is going after space tourism, says all these billionaires should be focusing on saving the planet. So is that something that he's the Duke of Cambridge, wondering whether he said, quote, "We need some of the world's greatest brains and minds fixed on trying to repair the planet, not trying to find the next place to go and live." It's hard to argue with that,
yeah.
Isn't it?
He got dragged for that, and I think people, the interview was already taped and had already aired by the time Shatner had gone up to space, and you know, typical headlines, you know, they wanted to tie it to like he was basically going after Shatner, which he was not at all. He didn't mention him at all by name. I think it's just in general, a lot of people feel like, okay, this is costing so much money. Why are we not using that money to help the people who are standing in food lines in America? You know, I mean, it's not some. And then the fact that Jeff Bezos, his whole thing is, you know, oh, well, you know, the pollution and the garbage that we have here on planet Earth, he wants to send it up to space. So how is that helping anything? I mean, that's literally what he said he wants to do. It's like, why don't you start? Yeah. And he got Shatner convinced that that was like the green thing to do. I don't know. I have no love for Bezos. So, you know, it's,
Shatner's no dummy. He won't.
No,
I
admire him greatly. And I just
I think he's
sold a bill of goods
guys.
By Bezos. Yep. So, you know.
The only time I ever had a conversation with him, Jennifer, was at your house at the Christmas party when he was sort of holding court. He and Fred Dreyer were talking, and I wandered over and listened to the two of them talk about football. And then Shatner got very philosophical. We were talking about the concussion thing and what was, you know, he's got something to say about everything. And that's what I think makes him such a fascinating personality.
Well, he's very curious, too. He wants to ask a lot of questions.
I love that. Right. Yeah, I love that about any person. But, I think it's... And to be 90 years old and to, you know, get up to space the way he did and you can hear the emotion. He was so overwhelmed. And they also had technical difficulties leading up to the launch. So he said it was afterwards. He's laying there. He's like, wait, what? There's technical difficulties? What? And then they got delayed. And
I'm getting out of that plane.
It must have been the longest 15 minutes of his life. You're sitting there wondering,
can you imagine?
Is this gonna
you're
be
like
it?
Strapped in this little vessel, and they're like, we can't find a plug. We'll be right back. And there's nothing you can do. You can't be like, you know what?
There's a mechanical with the plane.
Yeah.
When the pilot says there's a mechanical, I'm getting off the plane. Mm-hmm. We have a delay because of a mechanical problem with the plane. Now, see ya.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Coming up in a moment, John Gruden is in the focus, and I'm not sure all of you understand what the essence of that is, so we'll talk about it for a bit here on this week's Talk Radio Review with the three ladies and the gentleman from the DJV show. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
All right, this is a John Gruden thing. What do we make of that? He has a history, and apparently it's caught up with him, so he no longer is the coach. Will he get a job somewhere else? I guess some people are asking. And then people say, well, what did he say? Why is he leaving? What did he do? Indiscreet. I suppose, yes, or does he apologize?
Well, he said some pretty awful things in emails over the years, and, you know, a couple of things. First of all, when people write emails, you don't expect them to be on blast for the whole world to see. That's number one. Number two, there's context, I suppose, to everything, but he also said some pretty awful stuff, and I just still contend that instead of having the NFL or the team, like, hold him down and make him resign over these emails, when the NFL is completely inconsistent with how they deal with stuff like this, it should be about whether the players still have faith in him. Do they still trust him? Do they still think he's okay? I don't know if anybody's asked them
coach.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Food for thought. Thank you, Jennifer. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for comments from our DJV socials, i.e. Twitter, at DJV Show. By the way, you can find the story list, all the charts are every week, posted at DJVShow.com, along with Talkers.com. So we have Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all kinds of ways for you to comment. So, Jay, our first question is,
do you have anyone in your inner circle with different political beliefs? And if so, how do you nurture these relationships? Because when you read things and you see anything online, it seems like the left and the right can't seem to get along. The for this topic and against that topic seem to not be able to get along. But doesn't really seem to be the case. Only a few people said that they've lost friends or they don't have any friends that have differing political beliefs. Cheryl Grazik said she lost a friendship that was a friendship over 30 years over a COVID disagreement. And she says it still hurts her.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, that's definitely a big one that's been happening with people. Mindy Galvin commented she has friends with different political views, but they all have the same moral compass, so the friendship works. Yep. And Lori Howerton says that she and her friends just have an agreement that they don't talk politics, and they also have each other hidden on Facebook so they can't see what each other posts and then start bickering.
That's a bit much, though, right?
Yeah, that's
a little extreme.
What happened to just scroll? Keep
going.
Yeah.
Everybody's social media space is their own. Like, I think it's so funny. Like, people get so crazed. It's like,
I was looking at what Michael Dunn said on our posting. He said he's lost friends over political disagreements. You know what I say to you, Michael? They weren't really your friends to begin with. If, in fact, you lose a friend because of something like that, then, you know, the only time you lose a friend is when they cheat you out of something. I think that's kind of a bottom line thing. But to lose them over things like that, no. All right, what's next here on our list of questions and answers from the listeners, Jay?
Well, one of the big topics this week was Demi Lovato saying that calling ETs aliens is offensive. And pretty much everyone was like, shut up, Demi.
I know. Come on.
That was a big one. Mike Zadra was like, you know what? If they don't like it, they can show up and say so. And Ramona Martin pretty much had the same thing. If quote-unquote aliens don't like it, tell me yourself.
Aliens would have to tell her themselves. I thought that was kind of cute. It is kind of juvenile. All right. Now, one of the things we talked about, and this was on the hit parade, the comic book now that portrays Superman's son as a bisexual kissing another man. This must have been interesting. What do they have to say, the listeners, on this?
Well, there's a lot of confusion over this because so many articles have the title saying that Superman has come out as bisexual. It's not Clark Kent. It's John Kent, who in this specific comic world becomes the Superman of Earth. And Tommy Perez says he's tired of seeing the gay agenda being shoved down everyone's throats.
Okay, so I have a question. I have a lot of gay friends, and their only agenda is to be left alone and live happily amongst themselves.
Who are the people?
What is
you know,
this
that's
agenda?
A great point.
Yeah. I mean,
who is it that's pushing all of this stuff? Because it isn't the people who supposedly are being helped by it. I'm with that.
Well, no, I'm saying there's no agenda at all. This is that's just a homophobic
just
want to
be
thing
left
to
alone.
Say.
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, Rick Gold points out that this isn't new. Comics have done this in the past. There was a gay Green Lantern at one point.
Yeah.
Really?
So
this
only reason
really
that, yeah, and in the comic world, Jay and I were talking about this during the break, in the comic book world, you know, all these superheroes, unless you're like a real comic book fan, you know, you don't even know a fraction of what their stories, their storylines are. I mean, the comic books, they have to pump out all these new issues all the time, and they have to come up with new storylines. Yeah. So, and a lot of people say the comic book world is way more progressive and inclusive, and it's been that way for a long time.
I just thought the movie on the Green Lantern looked like the two guys were gay to begin with. So what?
The one back in the day with Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah. And who was the other one that was with him? Who was his partner? Remember?
Oh, I can't remember. I just remember Blake Lively was in it. Right. And it was a really bad movie.
Yeah, exactly. All right, comments to our DJV social media, 28 after the hour.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKinney, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is still trying to figure out how to pass his infrastructure packages. He's continuing to meet with other Democrats, trying to reach an agreement.
It's clear that it's not going to be $3.5 trillion. So the question is, how much of what is important do we get into the legislation?
Biden says shrinking the price tag will reduce the number of years for additional child and health care benefits. An FDA advisory panel has approved Johnson & Johnson's single-dose COVID-19 vaccine for a booster shot. They said that particular vaccine shows a waning protection after a few months, and a booster shot is needed. Johnson & Johnson claims its vaccine is 75% effective worldwide against any infection. This is USA Radio News. Some people in Congress are pointing out that social media is exacerbating the problem at the border. USA's Tim Berg reports.
One of the consequences of a surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers arriving at the U.S. southern border is human trafficking. Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat McCormick accuses social media platforms of allowing the drug cartels to promote their services.
You have entities like Facebook that have allowed these cartels to advertise their services on their platform. There has been zero retribution, zero accountability, and that is extremely frustrating.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. Facebook claims in a letter to Arizona AG Mark Brnovich that they're working diligently to proactively remove content relating to drug trafficking or promoting human smuggling services. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome back to our second half hour reviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week. As we get to the middle of the month of October, these are the charts for the week of October 11th to the 15th, put together by the folks at Talkers Magazine. And again, you can have access to the list every week by going to djvshow.com. to look and satisfy your own curiosity. Listen to us talk about a lot of it, and you can see the list at talkers.com. So, we are up to Facebook number 6, but before we get to that, the people list has, very quickly, Shatner, Zuckerberg, Gruden, Bannon, Trump, we need to talk about Steve Bannon too, I think, Mitch McConnell, the usual list of idiotic political faces, but there was a podcast that Joe Rogan did with Dr. Sanjay Gupta, and they're tied for number 5 on the people list. Anybody listen to that?
And did.
What did you think, Jennifer? What's it all about?
I don't think much of Sanjay Gupta anymore. I know Victoria's mom has a doctor crush on Sanjay, but I felt like he was very ill prepared. First of all, the whole crux of the interview, Joe Rogan had COVID, recovered from COVID, took ivermectin to do it, talked about it.
Well, took a whole cocktail. It wasn't just ivermectin.
He took a whole bunch of stuff. And CNN and other people have said, including the CDC, have totally politicized the use of ivermectin, put out snarky comments about how it's horse dewormer and all this stuff. It's an antiparasitic that works.
That's true. It is
well.
A horse dewormer.
It is, but it's also taken for humans. Right.
Yes.
And you know what? There are a lot of drugs that animals take that we take as well, including antibiotics, and nobody says a word about that. But CNN and Gupta all kind of pooed all over the idea of ivermectin and made fun of people who took it. And so Joe Rogan said, why were you making fun of it? It's not just a horse dewormer. I can afford real medicine. Thank you very much. I took it, and it really helped. And Gupta couldn't answer. He just
but the problem
is
all
really
over
answer.
The place. And then,
the reason
well,
he couldn't
then
answer is because there's no answer that counters what Rogan
the problem,
said.
Though, all it took the problem, was, though, is that people aren't taking, and that I've talked to a family friend of ours who's a doctor, and he he said this, the problem with ivermectin is that it is, and yes, and Jen's right, it's used all the time in humans as if you get a parasite.
The guy that invented it won the Nobel Peace Prize for crying
right,
out loud.
Because it's a strong anti-parasitic, but if COVID does not give you a parasite. And so the problem that no one's taking ivermectin alone when they get COVID. It's a whole cocktail, monoclonal antibody treatments, so you get remdesivir, there's a whole
but
bunch of
know,
other stuff
you
that
know as
that
well
Joe
as
Rogan
do, Victoria,
also
they,
took. No one has taken
focus
no, but Jen, my point though is no doctor, but no doctor has just given someone who has COVID, no one has given them just ivermectin, so
but
we don't
it,
actually
no one's saying
know.
That. You, I mean, you know as well as I do, they were talking about ivermectin and making fun of people who took it. And that
there
was,
are a lot
it.
Of people
they
who
weren't
were
talking about any cocktail. They weren't talking
it
about
it.
It doesn't matter. They weren't hurting themselves. And the point is this. Gupta goes up there, makes fun of ivermectin, and is taken apart in one breath by Joe Rogan. And Joe Rogan asked him the very good question. Why is your news network spreading fake news? If you are the medical correspondent, why are you lying to people? And Gupta couldn't answer. He couldn't answer. And I think...
I don't know any doctor worth their salt that is giving a prescription for ivermectin without every other cocktail to treat COVID.
But the cocktail doesn't matter. The point is that they don't want you to focus on therapeutics. The people at CNN, the FDA, because they're all making money from the vaccine. This is why. They don't want to focus on therapeutics. Nobody's having the argument about whether or not ivermectin should be taken with other drugs. They're saying that people who take it are stupid and they're taking horse pills. That's exactly what the CDC and the FDA said in their tweet. They didn't talk like what you're talking about with the cocktail. They just said, people who are taking this, you're not an animal. Unless you're a horse, don't take this. They didn't make any comment
well,
about how effective ivermectin is.
Lack of understanding of what goes on in the animal world, frankly, from my perspective as a farmer, the idea that there are things that animals, whether we talked about the dewormer that was, you know, basically this stuff and how
well,
helpful
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, that's what it does. Sure.
Yeah.
I have no issue with ivermectin. We have horses. My dad and my brother use ivermectin on horses all the time. And I have friends who've gotten a parasite, you know, down in South America and needed to be on ivermectin. It's a very powerful drug for what it's supposed to be. But it just, I think that the CDC, when they said, look, people are going and getting prescriptions for ivermectin when they don't even have COVID. They're taking it preventatively and it doesn't prevent COVID.
That's
it doesn't
where
hurt
the, you.
But instead of saying
but there's
that,
no reason to take it.
Okay, but it doesn't hurt you.
It doesn't hurt you. And what they
but
did
that's where that
said,
messaging came from, though.
But the messaging was wrong, and it was bad. And the messaging was meant to make people feel stupid if they were taking ivermectin.
Well, it's
and
the
then,
politically correct. I'm smarter
yeah,
than you.
Yeah, I mean...
All right, let's move
why
on.
Why would anyone take a drug that you don't need? I don't get that. That is stupid.
A lot of people feel that you're taking the vaccine and you don't need it. I mean, people take things that they don't need all the time.
All right, number... I kind of want to... There's nothing... Well, we should spend a little time talking about Facebook, I suppose, and Zuckerberg. What a coward he is. What a creep he is. He's a cretin. He's a horrible human being. But he has the world in his hands. And when I was talking last night to somebody who was very politically involved, has been a political leader in Massachusetts, and we were talking about Facebook and how nobody can wrap themselves around him because our system is so archaic we can't act, we react. And that he's so far ahead of the curve with his technology that he doesn't, he's not so smug in public, but behind the scenes he's just laughing because there's nothing really people can do. Maybe sooner or later there'll be some kind of a curb on Facebook and its ilk, but for now, those two little rodents that run Google and Zuckerberg and whoever else is around in that space, they got the world by the short hairs. And so, you know, but people are just waking up to it because they object to, I think in this case, Victoria,
Facebook
isn't it all the advertising that people are putting next to statements that they don't like?
Well, that was a specific thing that Google and YouTube are doing about climate deniers and hoaxes and stuff. But with the Facebook thing, I feel like Facebook is the new China. in terms of, you know, everyone on principle, right? But if you think about it, everybody on principle, right? I in my very broad group of political spectrum family friends, everybody on the super left or super right, everybody agrees that we shouldn't buy stuff that's made in China, right? We can all agree on that. It's bad for the planet. It's bad for the economy. It's bad for American business. And everyone can agree that Facebook is also evil. But we're addicted to it. And we're addicted to cheap crap from China. It's, to me, Facebook is the new China. People are kind of going, you know, because people go, yeah, well, Zuckerberg's bad and Facebook is bad, but, you know, I need to see everybody's, you know, grandchild, or I need to catch up with someone that I went to third grade with.
Well, no, I don't necessarily know Mark Zuckerberg, and I don't necessarily like him. I think he is influencing in ways I don't know that anybody really likes Mark Zuckerberg, but I think to try to say that a social media platform is evil, I think it's our use of it. I mean, if we think that
the
it's
people
too much,
who are using it using as it. They can, yeah, okay, let's,
using
China,
it as much.
You just did a nice job of encapsulating China, Victoria. So let's move to January 6th, which is number, not literally, this is the middle of October. But the situation with the investigation, I see the committee investigating the Capitol riot is planning to recommend criminal charges against Steve Bannon because he defied a congressional subpoena.
Good luck. Good luck.
Yeah, but well, those things never go anywhere.
I don't know. Well, it's a politically motivated search. It's led by Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff is like, and so everybody like throws out and everybody throws out the subpoena, and now he's upset because no one's playing courtroom with him, and so now he's going to try to get the real charges. I don't know. I don't see this going very far. I think it's a lot of political kabuki theater where everybody's just looking outraged and nothing happens.
Political kabuki. I like that. It's good, Jennifer.
You can have it.
Political kabuki. All right. The story list from Talkers Magazine, the overview of the charts now from number 10 to number 1. At 10, the immigration problem, as it still remains to be a core issue in our country. Number 9, all the homelessness committing crimes that they are and crime in general. Number 8, Bill Shatner. William Shatner, Captain Kirk, goes to space. Great, great story. Number 7, John Gruden and what he said and didn't say, and do the players have faith in him still? Number 6, Facebook and all the stuff that louse is up to at Zuckerberg. I don't even want to call him by his name. That's 6. Number 5, our relationship with China, the usual stew. Number 4, the January 6th investigation. Can we get beyond that? Number 3, our educational system and how politics is involved in it. COVID is number 2, and the economy and inflation and the cost of things, number 1 this week for a change on the story list from Talkers Magazine. Number 3, education and politics. That's coming up right after these words here on this week's overview, what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's the People List now from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, going through from number 10 to number 1. And because of what Shatner did this week, he's in the number 10 spot. Bill Shatner going up into space. Number 9, Mark Zuckerberg and all the focus on Facebook. That's the number 6 story. He's the number 9 person on the list. John Gruden and the uproar over his past emails. Steve Bannon, number 7, for some interesting reasons that have to do with the January 6th investigation. Donald Trump is 6. Ditto there. Dr. Sanjay Gupta and Joe Rogan appeared together on Rogan's podcast. That's number 5. Mitch McConnell is 4. Chuck Schumer is 3. So it's the same old bunch from 4 to 1. It's McConnell, Schumer, Pelosi, and Biden. So the list is better from number 5 to number 10 to number 4 to number 1. All right, that's the overview anyway. The People List from Talkers Magazine. All right, coming up to 45 after the hour here on the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the charts. Our discussion is focused on the top 10 stories of the week and the people that are on the list. At number 3, education and politics. So listen to this. If this doesn't scream at everybody and anybody, this sounds like it'd be something that would happen in California, but it happened in Texas, where an administrator with a Carroll Independent School District advised teachers that if they have a book about the Holocaust, they should also offer students access to a book on an opposing perspective. Can you imagine? Just think about that and where we're going with curriculum.
Yeah, I mean, how do you oppose
that? That there is no Holocaust. That there wasn't, didn't have, the Holocaust deniers. I didn't even think they had a book. How in the world can you
Where
be so GD
right
stupid?
Mm. Oh, welcome
that's
to Texas.
The arrogance. Well, that's why I said I figured it would happen in California.
Unfortunately, it's everywhere.
California.
Yeah. So it sounds like teaching opinions over facts.
It is.
They do now.
Yeah,
that's the part.
Is. Yeah. I mean, the whole school system is not geared to teaching you how to think. It's teaching you what to think. This is so damnable and outrageous. I just, it's, man.
Well, the reason this story even came out is because one of the teachers in this meeting secretly recorded it and then sent it to NBC News and said, this is what we're up against.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the head of the education department telling these teachers and trying to use it on this new house bill down in Texas. I mean, it's ridiculous. And actually, the person who wrote the bill in Texas came forward and said, this is totally not what I wrote into the bill. If there's a book about the Holocaust, you do not need to present some sort of opposing view to it. I mean, there are certain things that are just facts. World War II happened. The Holocaust happened. I mean, are we just so allergic to actual truth now? That we
well,
need to have
a lot
everybody
of anti-Semitism
gets
too.
Oh, I
there
know.
Is a lot of
it's horrible. It's so, and it's on the rise. It's awful.
Yeah. Okay. I'm number 1 is the economy. Okay, we've talked a lot on the DJV program, and I assume elsewhere because it's number 1, about inflation, about the cost of homes, cost of gasoline, cost of food, and the whys and wherefores. So let's spend a minute on COVID and the FDA endorsing the Moderna booster. How is that going to affect people? I've asked the question this week, could I get a Moderna booster on top of the booster I get from Pfizer?
Do you want to glow? Like, what?
I know, you know, with all that.
I mean, what is wrong with you?
You're going in the extreme. Like,
do you want me to drop an IV
or something?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Doug is literally gone from, like, the anti-vaxxers on one side, and he's on the other now.
Wow. I still think we have too many vaccines, but. Okay.
You know what, I know.
Is going to, well, I had the 3 shots. I got a flu shot and I had a pneumonia shot all in the same week. I had to get all 3 of my Pfizer shots. But
Are you researching what other vaccines you might be able to get?
Well, it was kind of like it was a research project, kind of like I did when I took the 3 different pills for...
I think Dr. Fauci has your face on his wall. He's like, now this is a true American, this guy right here.
Right.
He's currently got 742 vaccines
in his body.
Phony Fauci. Okay. Food and Drug Administration saying that they'll meet to review Merck's experimental oral antiviral treatment for COVID. What do we think about that?
Therapeutics are great.
If the initial studies hold up, because they didn't test it on too many people, but if it holds up, it's very promising.
Yeah. Good stuff. Thank you, ladies. Victoria, Jennifer, Jay, Doug, Stephan, it's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. I'm Doug Stephan here, part of the DJB program with Victoria Keelan. Each week at this time, we review the top five technology stories of the week and indicate how you're implicated in the management and meaning of these stories, because they're all practical approaches to problems that we have with technology. At number five, Victoria, we start with prohibition from Google and YouTube.
Yeah, Google and YouTube announced this week a new policy that prohibits climate deniers from being able to monetize their content on their platforms, whether it's through ads or creator payments. So this is one of the most aggressive measures that any major tech platform has taken to combat climate change misinformation. So Google advertisers and publishers, as well as YouTube creators, will be prohibited from making any ad revenue off of content referring to climate change as a hoax, or a scam, or if they make claims that are deny any long-term trends that show that global climate is warming, claims denying that greenhouse gas emissions or human activity contribute to climate change. And so essentially this started because advertisers were complaining that they don't want this kind of junk next to where they're paying to have ads. And so publishers and creators started complaining to YouTube and to Google and saying, you know, we're putting up these videos and we're creating this stuff, and then we've got all this climate denying gunk that happens, you know, immediately either next to it or the next video on autoplay that pops up will be the opposite of what they just put. So the report found that there's, you know, as we all know, there's been the climate change assessment reports from the UN, the Intergovernmental Panel that came out with this big report earlier this year that found there's unequivocal evidence showing that human emissions of greenhouse gases are causing global warming. It's one of the major things that's causing it. So, and that's agreed upon unilaterally by the scientific community. So that's kind of where they're using, they're going along with that report. And so essentially that's what they're going to use as the guideline to ban this other misinformation.
Number four, Snapchat.
So we haven't talked about Snapchat in a while, right? Kind of TikTok took over, and now Snapchat is back. So they launched a new initiative to essentially, they want to get younger people involved in running for local office, which is, I think, a great thing.
Yeah.
So they reach over 90% of the nation's 18 to 34-year-olds are on Snapchat. And so they really want to involve these younger people in civic engagement. And so they call it the Snapchat generation, and they want them to run for office. So far, this initiative has reached nearly 2 million Snapchat users have engaged with this new initiative. And so they're partnering with 10 different candidate recruitment organizations, conservatives, young progressives, immigrants, to seek elected office. And so far, this has been really successful, and it's actually kind of crossed over into a lot of the mainstream news this week.
Number three. Instagram has a plan.
Instagram is testing a new feature that will actually alert their users when the service is down. So this is such a long time coming. As we know, when Facebook had the huge meltdown, so it took down Facebook, Messenger, WhatsApp, and Instagram. They all went down for like the whole day last week. And instead of actually having a notification that says, hey, don't worry, it's not you, it's us, people on Instagram, it looks like it partially loads. You don't know if it's your phone. And like me, you know, I restarted my phone, and then it still didn't work. And then you go to Twitter and say, hey, is anyone else's Instagram down? And all the while, Instagram could have just put a notification on its own app saying, hey, look, we've got some technical difficulties. So that's now what they're going to test out. So you don't have to keep going around to all the other social media sites to verify that Instagram is not working anymore.
All right, speaking of not working, number two is an excuse as to why your new iPhone isn't going to get to you when you thought it was.
Yep. If you've ordered the iPhone 13, be prepared to wait even longer, especially if you ordered one of the larger memories. So the 128 gig model, that's the basic model. Those shouldn't be as delayed as the 13, like the Pro and the Pro Max, especially the model that has 1 terabyte of storage. That's the largest iPhone storage that they've ever gone for. Those are actually being made to order, so you might even be looking at November or December. And this is all, again, the chip shortage that we've been talking about. It kind of finally reached Apple.
All right. Number one this week, the launch of How to Stop Facebook. This has got lots of support.
It does. A coalition of nonprofits have debuted howtostopfacebook.org, and this is a new push to encourage greater government regulation of Facebook aimed at forcing them to change their business model. I think a lot of people agree with this. We'll see where it goes.
They brought it on themselves, for sure, 100%. All right, that's the overview of the top tech stories, 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.